Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how heavy equipment rental companies stay strong. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And we are an affiliate with a shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, hats, shirts, gloves, toys, you name it? Go to this link, which is at our blog, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. Again, click that and it'll take you to the proper website. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For as a company to grow and stay strong, it has to lay down several strategies. Also has to work on them so that they all can execute firmly and the company gets results of hard work put by the employees. But it is just the strategies that play the most significant role in making a strong company. Well, there is more than one factor that comes into play to make a strong company. One needs to understand the economics of the business. He needs, or she needs, to be economic graduate to understand this, but needs to have the basic understanding of demand. Again, he or she needs not to be an economic graduate to understand this, but needs to have the basic understanding of demand and supply, and if his or her company will be able to meet the demands in the market. In a construction world, the heavy equipment rental companies play an instrument role, and therefore one who is running one such business has great opportunities to take his or her company to greater heights. The construction industry has more newbies than the ones who are in business for the last 20 to 50 years. Not just the construction companies, but also individuals need heavy equipment. However, they want is quite limited and restricted to a particular period of time. They may not need the machine for months. Therefore, it becomes appropriate for them to go for the machine on rent. You know, and you can rent it week to week, month to month. I mean, makes sense. If you don't need it longer than 8 months, do not buy it. This suggests that there is a wider market for heavy equipment rental companies, and they can use this as an opportunity to grow and stay strong. Come up with alternative marketing plans. Always come up with that. Heavy equipment rental companies should time and again come up with innovative marketing plans so that people are drawn towards them. For instance, they can chart plans like giving accessories free along with the heavy equipment till the contract's over. By charging anything for accessories, we'll draw more people. By not charging anything for the accessories, we'll draw more people, which eventually means more business for your company. They can also keep offers like giving rentals at a lower price for a limited time. The construction companies are always in need of machines, and if they get an offer where they have to pay less rent for using the machine, they will not want to miss it. Next, provide machines that go as per the business requirements. In order to stay strong in the heavy equipment rental business, the company should always have the basic understanding of the construction industry and what kind of project needs what machines. So what can you do to this? Try and fill up a form where the taker will mention in a brief about his project and the machines that he or she wants. You can then do a fair deal of study on the subject and see if you can come up with any better suggestions. If you feel that the person should go for some other machine, put it forth to him. You know, like if you think that project needs like a 963 track loader instead of a dozer, then suggest it. He or she will appreciate your help in this matter and will refer you to more people. This is what many heavy equipment rental companies are being done to stay strong in this competitive market. Again, if you got any questions on any of this stuff, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.